Leslie, business, what's happening?
What's happening? I've got a banking story for you, Richard, and it's good news. Banking, of course, has come in for some fierce criticism since the crisis in 2008. There have been a wave of new challenger banks set up in the last couple of years to try to change the old model. One of the latest is Civilised Bank. Now, it hasn't got its licence yet, but it's going to be the first bank where each banker will be required to take an oath to behave responsibly. Joining us is Philip Blond, who's director of the think tank Res Publica, which wrote the banker's oath, and he's also credited as a driving force behind the idea of the big society. Philip Blond, your organisation wrote this oath. Why?
Well, we think that basically institutions lose their way when they forget what they're there for. And banking has essentially become a vehicle for people to do very well for themselves and essentially throw society and society's needs into the rubbish bin. And really, banking does have a moral purpose, and that's to secure the prosperity of companies, the country, and individuals, and not rip them off, and give them good, unbiased advice that leads to their long-term stability and prosperity.
Yeah. Can I just read out the beginning of it?
Sure.
It says, I swear to fulfil to the best of my ability and judgment this covenant. And the first bit is, I will do my utmost to behave in a manner that prioritises the needs of customers. It goes on, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but is this like the Hippocratic Oath, and do they have to read it out loud?
I think they should read it out loud and swear to it. The interesting thing about promise keeping is that people who make promises know they've made them and they know when they break them. And I think customers would prefer to deal with people who've actually made a promise to act well. And what it does, I think, is serve as a sign. You know, the new market entrant is trying to make a moral point, and I think people will select a moral bank, just like they select, good food, free of factory farming, etc. And so what I think this does is serve as an indication that actually there's moral competition in the banking sector. And I think from talking with Civilised, they want to take Res Publica's ideas and make them the core of their business model. And of course, I'm not ever saying, and I've never said, that this is enough, but I think it's the beginning of the answer. And we at Res Publica actually believe that in the end, banking needs what doctors and lawyers have. Doctors have a general medical council, lawyers have a law society. And we believe that bankers need to have a self-regulating organisation that actually gives a licence to practice. So if bankers fail to behave properly, if they break the oath, they can be forbidden from banking. Their licence to practice can be taken away from them.
But I've got to put it to you, I've interviewed bankers who've taken part in rigging markets, and they blamed it on the culture. They said, if we didn't do it, everybody was doing it, we would have lost our jobs. So it's not just as simple, is it, as an individual...
That's the Lance Armstrong defence, isn't it? It doesn't really make it right.
Well, I mean, the trouble with the Lance Armstrong defence is, you know, if everybody's behaving badly, then and they win, then everyone continues to behave badly. But if we want to escape the FIFAization of our financial markets, we've got to put a premium on conforming to a different principle and a better standard.
Also,
and we've got to increase the penalties. And the FCA, the chairman of the FCA, Martin Wheatley, was at Res Publica's event this morning, and he's talking about the new rules that he's bringing in shortly that will make bankers personally responsible instead of currently, where it's just institutions who get the large fine and they all, and individuals get away scot-free.
Yeah. Also, by the way, British banks used to be nice.
We're beginning to make a difference. And I think the oath is part of it.
Okay, Philip, let me come in here.
License to practice will go even further. But I think the FCA is very interested in this approach and our work. And,
and indeed,
today Martin Wheatley praised it.
Philip, we've got the point.
We're going to decide if bankers have broken the spirit of the law, and we will penalise them individually if they have. And I think we should all in the country should welcome that.
Okay, Philip, thanks very much indeed for joining us, Philip Blond.
I was going to make the point, I'll make it to you instead, which is that banks used to be good, they used to be nice. You're like Coutts, which I think was run by Elizabeth Coutts, the granddaughter of the founder in the 19th century. It was philanthropic. She built homes for the poor and the destitute and the homeless. That's what they used to be part of the community. They used used to be nice, right? It's a, if you can send them back in that, that's their, that's really their heritage. That's what they were about.
Well, it might appear like that, but I would say perhaps the past is not as great as it appears.
Okay, that's
just a thought. But anyway, our thanks to Philip Blonde for telling us about the banker's oath, and we'll see whether it works.
Okay, Leslie, thank you.